So I just want to offer a little practice suggestion. Can people hear me okay? Thank you. In a difficult time like this, of course, a big part of the difficulty is the emotions that we feel are difficult emotions. And we don't like our difficult emotions. And I just want to offer a few words in helping them be part of our practice and therefore more manageable. And grief is fairly rampant right now, and fear. There might be anger. I hope there's other emotions like gratitude and joy and appreciation for the gifts that we have. And as far as working with our difficult states, we can actually be with them much more than we think we can. And so we want to really today, you know, just notice anytime there's tension in the body. And that isn't just purely physical, that you know is somehow related to something you're feeling. And just take some time. And in a way that there's two phrases I want to offer to practice with today. And you might just imagine right now, you know, something you've been feeling that's hard. And, you know, just because this is our time is brief, just don't go for the worst, most difficult thing that you're facing, but just something that's kind of hard right now for you. And notice what emotion arises. And the phrase I encourage you to practice with today is accept it more, believe it less. So whatever the emotion is, typically, to come into balance and the mindfulness, we need to do both of those things. We need to accept it more or allow it more. And we need to believe it less. And so with mindfulness, with this phrase, we see that the first move of mindfulness is kindness. That we can't really be with something until we allow it. And a wise teacher once said, you can't judge and understand at the same time. We have to set our judging aside and replace it with curiosity. What's this experience like? And this is kindness. It's very kind to ourselves to just allow whatever's here. The judging just makes it double trouble. So we can just be really simple and allow it. Just say yes to it. You could even say, of course, whatever's here. And the believe it less part is really getting it that you're thinking about something. In this moment, it's likely not happening in this moment. You're thinking about something and maybe a past scenario projecting into the future. And our thinking can never capture things exactly as they are. We can have a general sense, maybe, but moment to moment, we never know how it's going to be. And so the believe it less part is to acknowledge our thoughts and not acknowledge that thoughts are limited and we'll just have to see. We can't know for sure. So that's typically what we need to do with anything we're feeling that's difficult. Allow it more or accept it more, believe it less. And then in terms of really putting that into practice, so that's one practice phrase to work with. In terms of actually what you do, I have another phrase, and that's turn towards, turn away. And specifically, I mean in the body. So with a difficult state, The first move is turning towards it. And this is also the acceptance piece. And what we often find, if we turn towards it in the body, we're going to find probably something unpleasant, but not necessarily a disaster. The disaster is going to be in the thoughts and images. The unpleasantness, it might be tight, it might be, hot, prickly. There can be lots of unpleasant things we feel with a difficult state. But there's not a lot of drama in that. There's just tingle or tight or hot. And we can be with it. And this is dropping our resistance. And when we're just with it, and we're able to, instead of reacting to it or judging it, we try to understand it, which means being curious. Just be interested in what it's like in the body with this state. And this is the turning towards. And what we find often is that the experience in the body is way less difficult than the experience in the mind. And we certainly want to acknowledge any thoughts or images with the emotion, but the body is the place that's less charged. It's also present moment. So we turn towards, and we're willing to get closer to the experience by being in the body. And there's a safety in it. You're being very open to the emotion, but because you're in sensation, you're not kind of throwing more fuel on the fire. You're just very simply with what's in the body. And so then the second part of this is turn away. You then try to notice everything in the body that isn't an expression of the emotion. And what typically people notice is when there's a difficult state, it happens in part of the body. So for instance, if there's anxiety, you might notice fluttering in the belly. But when you turn away and you notice where anxiety isn't happening in the body, you might notice the legs are feeling, grounded or, smooth, or there's not much sensation. And that's reflecting there's calmness. And so there's flutter in the belly, but the legs are fine. And then when you really branch out, you might notice back and arms are fine too. And so the turn away is really important because our difficult states tend to lock us into them and we don't realize other things are happening. And so this is a really nice way to stay open when you're in a difficult state, but not getting swept away. We turn towards and then we turn away. So those are the two practice suggestions for today. The first is accept it more, believe it less. And the second is how you actually do that, how you actually be mindful of a difficult state is you turn towards it in the body, and then you turn away from it in the body.